7 years ago. And I didn't even realize what was going on at the moment, but it's come back to me as one of those things that said God was revealing something. We were camping in the mountains with our children. My son was 2 years of age. That's why I know it was 27 years ago. We had just finished breakfast, and I was crawled up in a hammock to read a book, and Sarah was kind of going to do some cross-stitching or something. She was putting around the picnic table, and my son had wandered off camp a little bit, and he was playing in this grove of trees. It was still early morning, and as he was playing in the trees, all of a sudden he lets out this blood-curdling scream. He just starts screaming. And I look up at him because I'm a dad. I don't want to get this out of a hammock if I don't have to. Sometimes children scream when they don't need anything at all, and what they basically need is someone to yell, "Hey, stop screaming, quiet down, play quietly." So I look up at him to see what's going on. My wife is a mother, and she's wired differently than I am. When Sarah hears the scream, she starts running. Sarah prefers to run to a child who doesn't need her rather than not be with a child who does, right? So that's why Sarah's ahead of me in this little story. I'm still in the hammock. I need a good excuse to get this out of a hammock because it's not easy once you've gotten the book and you're reading. And I look up to see Andy caught in a swarm of bees and flailing, his little hands just flailing like this and screaming. And the sun was coming behind him and the dust was rising up. And you could see all these bees just dancing around him. And he's terrified. He's screaming and Sarah's running. And I'm trying to get myself out of a hammock because I've got to get to my boy before Sarah, but I'm not going to get there before her. She's ahead of me. And I scream to her, "Honey, stop. I'll get him." She's allergic to bee stings. We have no medicine with her. We are 2 hours from the nearest hospital. I yell at her, "Honey, stop, I'll get him." Does she stop? She's a mother. The full weight of her being brought against that which destroys the object of her affection. Literally, with no thought for her life. And I mean no thought. The rational human being, if she would have had a thought, might have been, "Whoa, my husband is 5 seconds behind me. He's not going to die in that bee swarm. I could. I think I'll wait for Wayne to come so Wayne can get him." If she would have had a sentient thought, that might have been it. She had no thought, and she didn't hear me when I told her to stop. On the way to the hospital, I'm yelling at her, "Why didn't you stop?" Because, you know, fear, I might lose this guy. And we know Yoda was right about fear leads to anger, and anger leads to hate, and hate leads to the dark side, okay? Yoda was right about that. Absolutely right about that. I'm not even kidding you. He was right about that. And so I'm angry Wayne. This is pre-pharisectomy Wayne. I'm an angry guy, and I'm yelling at her because I'm afraid for what she's done, and why didn't you stop? I could have given. She said, "I never heard you." "What do you mean you didn't hear me? I yelled it to you." I believe she didn't hear me. Why? Her whole focus is on the son. No thought for my life. I'm even thinking about, wow, this could be dangerous for me. I just got to get him out of there. What's most telling in me of this story? When Sarah's I'm behind Sarah now running. When Sarah's, 7, 8 feet from Andy, Andy looks at her. However terrified he had been of the bees to that point, he was now terrified of this. I couldn't see that face at this moment, but I'm willing to bet I've seen that face before. Andy saw it as anger, and it was anger, not at him. At that which was destroying the object of her affection. Sarah runs into the bee swarm, grabs her boy, and he's screaming, "No, mommy, no, no, mommy." He's thinking he's in trouble. He has no idea this rescue is about him. This is not mom punishing him for playing with bees. That's not what's going on here. This is a mom rescuing her boy from the bees that were terrified. Not even a life-threatening situation to him. It was his terror that she wanted to save him from. As quickly as possible. Not willing to wait 5 more seconds for me to come and do it in a much safer way. That's God and the cross and wrath. That wrath is coming at the end of the age, not because God finally loses his patience, but because the consuming fire that God is must purify the world that has been broken.